Listening 9. Intellectual Property.
Hi, Mary. What's up?
Bit of a difficult one, this.
Well,
you know I was reviewing those articles for that paper I've been doing with Dr. Zamoyski? The one about the development of domestic energy systems?
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that I could do with some legal advice.
Oh?
Well, I was reading one particular paper by some bloke down south, and blow me, there's a section that is taken straight out of my PhD thesis.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes, very sure. Some of the techniques I described, and even the text, word for word in some places.
Oh.
And I'm pissed off about it, very pissed off.
So what do you want to do?
See how I stand legally. What can I do in a situation like this? It's plagiarism, right?
Right. Well, I need to see the text in question and the original thesis. Then there is the question of whether the copyright has been infringed. Plagiarism could mean anything from word-for-word copying to where sentences are very similar with just one or two words replaced. And then there is the copying of ideas and arguments. In universities, it's more common than you think, you know.
Well, it's a bit more than borrowing the odd sentence. Students do that all the time.
Sure, sure. The thing is, there is no acknowledgement to you in the article, is there?
No, none.
You see, if you were acknowledged, it could be still an infringement of the copyright. It depends on how much of the text is copied. If there is no reference to you, then it is plagiarism. And you mentioned students. There is this recent case where a student sued the university for not telling him the rules.
What?
Yes, really. He claimed that over 3 years, his 13 essays were all failed, but he never had been really told by the university that cutting and pasting was not allowed. But your case is different, obviously.
Yes, this guy is supposed to be an academic. In several instances, the text has been copied and the diagram is remarkably similar.
Well, that's more evidence. I have known of a case where an entire article has been submitted by a guy who lifted the whole thing from someone else.
The entire article was written by someone else?
Right. In such a case, it is fraud, especially if the article has been included in the research assessment exercise. If that happens, it is subject to disciplinary proceedings and employment law. Then there are cases where word-for-word copying occurs, but only sporadically throughout the text.
Sounds like my case.
Right. In such a case, it is fraud, especially if the article has been included in the research assessment exercise. If that happens, it is subject to disciplinary proceedings and employment law. Then there are cases where word-for-word copying occurs, but only sporadically throughout the text.
Sounds like my case.
Yes. So then it is possible that copyright was not infringed because it has to be a substantial chunk of the text. The law here in England says that expressions of ideas are subject to copyright rather than the idea itself. In other words, if this bloke writes about domestic energy systems, that's fine. The concept is well established. But if he copies your arguments in the same order or copies your texts, it would be plagiarism.
But where is the legal backing for this?
Well, in this case, it's possible that the author has breached the terms of his contract with the publishers of the journal. The publisher could then act by banning this guy from publication for a number of years, and then he'd be subject to disciplinary procedures by his university.
So now it's a question of approaching the publisher of the journal and the university?
Yes. If you'd like, I could draft the letter for you.
On headed notepaper?
Yes, that should provoke a reaction. And a fee from the firm.
Cheers, David. That's definitely worth a pint.